ACCA, the world's most forward-thinking professional accountancy body.
Hello everyone, and welcome to A Day in the Life of a Student. In this series, we'll be talking to ACCA students from around the world, finding out about their journeys through the qualification, sharing their insights and experiences.
Hello everyone, I'm Victoria Morgan, Editor of Student Accountant, and today I'm delighted to be speaking to Charlie Pierce, who's an APM prize winner from the March 2023 exam session. Hi Charlie.
Hi Victoria, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. We're going to talk to you today a little bit about your ACCA journey. So to start off with, what made you think to choose ACCA?
Well, it's a very well-known qualification. It gives you a lot of options in terms of the content that you learn through. Studying is very good, very broad. It gives you a good set of skills that are transferable, not just across the accounting industry, but across other industries as well. And so it gives you a lot of options. It's globally recognised, so it would help if I ever wanted to travel and work somewhere else. And yeah, it gives you exposure to a lot of interesting topics.
That's great. So what's been your study journey so far?
So I signed up to ACCA in October 2020, and I was a bit delayed with starting my studies due to COVID. I was delayed until about May 2021, and I sat my first few exams, and I've sat and passed 12 exams since then. But I've been doing an exam every quarter or sometimes two exams each sitting to just try and get through them as quickly as I can.
That's good progress through the exams, definitely. So how do you plan your studies? Let's say you're taking an exam in 3 months' time. How would you divide up your time and make sure you allocate the amount of time that you need?
The college I attend, I do any work that they ask me to do. So that any sort of tasks from an interactive workbook that we use, any questions that they want us to do or anything they want us to watch or read up on. Then I also kind of map out the syllabus. What are the important topics? What's most likely to come up? And then go through, prepare study flashcards for each sort of area, do questions on each sort of area over a set period of time. I usually do about 1 to 2 hours a day, then a few hours on the weekend. And then as I get closer to the exam, I sort of focus on what I'm struggling with a bit, what I need to brush up on, or what's really important to give myself the best chances in the exam. But it mainly consists of preparing flashcards earlier on, and then once they're prepared, just revisiting them to keep the content fresh in my brain, and a lot of question practice and mock exam practice.
Yeah, students say that. I mean, that's the key, isn't it? Do lots of practice. The more you do, the more you'll know.
Yeah, for sure.
Obviously, you did well in APM. Are there any exams that you struggled with a bit more? Are there any type of exams that you feel more confident in?
I felt okay at Mosin. The only one that I've struggled to enjoy as much was the tax paper, just because there was so much content to learn and we were in quite a busy period of work. So it was kind of hard to deal with all of this content whilst I was working long days, doing a bit of overtime. So it was quite difficult to keep the content fresh, but that's the only difficult one. But I do prefer the written papers where you're able to look at the information and maybe give your own sort of perspective, as long as you back it up with relevant figures and, you know, relevant information and coming to a suitable answer. I find those ones the most interesting.
So what's your current role and what's a typical day for you?
So I work at IQEQ in Jersey as a assistant fund accountant. So I deal with the financial reporting for a lot of our investment funds. So they might deal in real estate, or they might invest in companies that are focused on like technologies, or they might be fund of funds investing into private equity funds in America, for example. So I do the reporting for that. So we do monthly NAV reporting for them, prepare their annual financial statements, liaise with auditors, make sure that process goes smoothly to meet deadlines, and just sort of daily bookkeeping of transactions, dealing with any sort of queries we have from the client. So day to day, yeah, it can vary a bit, but there's usually set deadlines of things to do. So once those deadlines are out of the way at the start of the month, it's okay, what do we need to do next? It might be a set of accounts that needs doing, or it might be a set of interest calculations on a loan. So it varies a lot. It can be quite interesting.
So do any of those relate specifically to the exam? Was APM quite relevant for you?
APM wasn't as relevant for me. I just quite enjoyed the subject, but the most sort of relevant exams I'd say that I've sat is financial reporting was very, very relevant, and financial accounting at the start was very good. It gave me a good basis for my work, and I found things in the exam that I knew from my work and vice versa, which was really, really helpful. I think it's great when an exam that you're sitting links with your day-to-day job and vice versa. You know, you can learn, take something from your job or the exam and apply it to the other. But the financial reporting exam, parts of the audit paper for liaising with the auditors and our year-end process. But yeah, mainly the financial reporting papers.
I mean, you touched on it earlier, but how did you manage the work and life and study balance? I mean, obviously, if you're taking one or two exams, and you're busy at work. How do you manage that?
It's quite difficult in terms of planning everything. I mean, everyone's busy. You've got your work life. Obviously, studying is a big commitment. And also, you've got your family, your friends. I do a lot of sport as well. So it's a lot of early alarms, sometimes sacrificing my sleep, sometimes sacrificing my friends, and you know, sometimes even not studying as much as I'd like. But it's kind of trying to find that balance and just doing the best you can. But it's sort of having a plan, having a strong routine, I think is really, really good. And also making sure you allow yourself some time to relax and have some downtime, whether that be on your own or with your friends or doing some sort of sport. I think it's really important, because otherwise you burn out, because it's a very long journey doing your ACCA exam. So you don't want to burn out. You don't want to do too much for one exam, because it's a long, long journey.
Yeah, that's really good advice. So with the APM exam particularly, have you got any specific advice for that? Bearing in mind you did quite well in it.
Yeah. So my tips for the APM exam would be to read the question carefully to figure out exactly what the examiner is asking. You know, underline key parts of the question, have a look at the case study and see what information they've given you, because that can help you tailor your answer and figure out what exactly they're asking from you. And also use as much of the information as possible to link to your answers to make it more relevant to the situation, because you can get some marks for having a good point. You might get a mark or 1.5 marks or something like that. But to get full marks for a point, you want to link it to the scenario and make it relevant, as you would in a real life situation. You'd want to, if a client's asking you for some work on maybe reviewing some KPIs that they've got, you don't want to just give them generic answers. You want to make it relevant to their situation, and that's the best kind of answer in the APM exam. And make it concise, don't go into too much unnecessary detail, or any unnecessary detail actually. And having good time management is good as well, because I find you can write quite a lot, especially when you're quite into the subject.
That's good advice. So going forward, what are your future plans? I mean, when are you next taking an exam, and what do you hope to go through to ACCA membership?
So I've got my last exam in December. I'm sitting the strategic business reporting paper. So I'm starting my studying in about 5-6 weeks. I'll start the course and then start my work towards that. And then hopefully, fingers crossed, if I pass, I'll be a qualified ACCA member in January next year. And then after that, I guess just continue with my day-to-day job. But I'd like to maybe get some work in another part of the world. I think maybe starting in London. IQEQ's got a London office there, and I'd love to get some experience there and then sort of see where I am after a year or two and what I fancy doing.
That's great. Thanks very much. That's a really good insight into your life and as an ACCA student. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening in, and join us again for more insights from students around the world. We'd love to share your stories, so get in touch if you want to be involved at studentaccountant@accaglobal.com. Until next time, take care and thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by ACCA. Find out how we think ahead at accaglobal.com.